Ben, welcome to JPR.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Tell us about what's being called the End of Life Option Act that's been passed in California.
Well, yeah, it would allow terminally ill Californians to end their lives with the assistance of a doctor should they meet a number of conditions. They would need to get two separate doctors to agree that they were terminally ill and that this would be appropriate. That would need to be 15 days apart. They would also need to give their written permission and have that written permission witnessed.
Now, what was the debate in the legislature like? I imagine it was pretty intense.
You know, there are hundreds of bills each year that are debated in the state legislature. And what was so remarkable about this is that every time it came up for a debate on the state Senate floor, on the assembly floor, it's just the side conversations ground to a halt. And nobody was getting up and wandering around the chamber. Everyone was there at their desks. They were riveted to this debate because it was so personal for people on both sides of the issue. You had folks telling stories of family members, friends, loved ones on both sides of the debate and using them as examples and their stories as examples of why they felt so passionately either in favor of the bill or against it.
What were the arguments that were being made?
Well, you know, for supporters of the measure, it really comes down to giving individuals the choice of being able to end their lives without pain and, as they would say, with compassion and dignity. And they say it's just not fair to force someone to end their life in a great deal of pain when there is another option. The critics will say that they are concerned that there could be, you know, doctors, health insurance companies, et cetera, who might, you know, encourage this option rather than continue with treatment when there's an uphill battle. They would, of course, point to stories of recovery when people were presumed to be terminally ill that ended up not being the case. And they also fear that, you know, someone who is low income might choose this path to avoid putting their family through very costly health care.
Now, most of us will remember Brittany Menard. She was the 29-year-old California woman with terminal brain cancer. She moved to Portland last year to take advantage of Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. And before she ended her life last November, she made very high-profile appeals for California to pass a similar law. Was she a factor in the passage of this bill, do you think?
Oh, absolutely she was, because she, I think, moved to Oregon with the full intent of making her story public and using it to influence the debate. Her family members, her mother, her husband, you know, were with lawmakers many days to testify at Capitol hearings, you know, to hold news conferences before and after votes. And they made no bones about it. They were there because of Brittany Menard. And the fascinating thing is that Governor Jerry Brown called Brittany last year before she ended her life, and they spoke on the phone for about an hour, which is remarkable because I don't think anyone necessarily knows, other than maybe the governor himself, if he has made up his mind, whether he'll sign or veto this bill.
Well, I wanted to ask about that. Now, he's a social liberal, but as a young man, he also spent several years as a Jesuit novice with the intention of becoming a Catholic priest. Has he given any indication of how he's leaning on this?
He has not, and he was asked about it as recently as you know, a little over a week ago, I think, and he just declined to answer. I mean, the saying is, you know, governors don't comment on pending legislation except when they want to, and for this measure, he didn't want to. He's going to have you know, a week or two to make up his mind. Well, first of all, we don't know, and I'm not even convinced that his top staff know what he's going to do.
It could be a question of whether he's even sure at this point. He may still be wrestling with it.
Well, it's clear from the fact that he called Brittany Menard a year ago that he knew this issue would land on his desk at some point, and it was an issue he was wrestling with.
Okay, Ben, well, thanks for briefing us.
Yeah, no problem.
Ben Adler is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Capitol Public Radio in Sacramento. I'm Liam Moriarty.